from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show is not joining us. We've another pair of Iron Maiden tickets to give away in this hour, and we're going to do that with none other than the most interesting man in the world, Jonathan Goldsmith. Let's get him in here. Yeah, you know him. Some of the Seggy's commercials. He's written a memoir called Stay Interesting, and it's currently available everywhere books are sold. He's going to be doing a book signing at the last bookstore in L.A. at 8 o'clock. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good to see
you. Yeah, you as well.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Big fan. Big fan of the whole campaign that you were a part of and how successful that was. I saw where he's like, you tripled the amount of Dos Equis that was being sold just based on the campaign alone.
Yeah, it was a great campaign. A lot of very creative young people put that together.
And they're still trying to do it with a younger guy, I guess. Yeah. Was that part of the, let's say your contract ended and they were like, we still want to keep doing this. Are you guys on good terms? You and Dos Equis?
Oh, yeah, we're on fine terms. I knew for over a year they wanted to go younger. They had a deal with ESPN for college football.
Okay.
And I think they wanted to, they thought a young demographic was what they were after.
See, I was wanting them to go with, the younger you, like how you got to be where you are, instead of this younger guy.
Right.
You're like, you know, let's actually go back to where he was younger, like go back in time sort of thing. But they decided to go with this other guy, this French guy. Can't stand him.
Well, there's a lot of ways they could have gone.
Right.
You know, I don't know, but it was their decision. And
just think, when we finally do colonate Mars, you're already there. You know what I mean? Already there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
First guy.
I don't care for the young guy, Jonathan, because so many of us liked your character so much.
Brilliant.
We love that. It's like, okay, how do you compare to that? They should have gone completely different. What I wonder, though, is when you go to a bar or a restaurant, how do people treat you when you
walk in? I don't have to pay for too many drinks. it's really nice. I have a lot of friends out there in the bars.
Now, does everybody send you over Dos Equis and you have to drink Dos Equis the rest of your life?
I did have to. Now I don't do that. I found when they sent me to Mars, I came down to Earth with a tequila. And a great one, and I took an equity position in this company. It's called Astral, A-S-T-R-A-L. And it's really good. It's a double gold winner. So that's my drink of choice now.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading right here that now you're doing this, and it's kind of a play off of the Dos Equis commercials, right? What's the tagline?
Yeah, no.
I don't always drink beer. I prefer tequila, and then Astral tequila.
That's it?
That's awesome.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Did you see where George Clooney just sold his tequila company for $1 billion?
Boy, that made me feel good. Yeah. Tequila's really coming, you know.
It really is. I mean, I've been drinking it out here in Southern California for the longest time, and I went back to Indiana for a wedding, and we're at the bar, and I was like, tequila shots. And I'm like, what? Tequila shots? We don't do tequila shots here. But now I think it is becoming super mainstream, so congratulations.
I think so. Thank you very much. And I'm also involved in another very interesting company. You know, when that campaign shot, that door shut, many opened, and I just wanted to do things that I really was passionate about and also where I could possibly take an equity position. So there's a high-speed Wi-Fi company called Luma, L-U-M-A, and it's great. I've got 19 grandchildren and great-grandchildren when you add them all up. And, you know, that protection of the Internet is really important to me, and they have great parental controls, and it's a great product, so... That's what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Jonathan, you, I understand, have this long resume. You've appeared at least 500 times already. We've seen you in films and TV shows, maybe didn't recognize you. Then there was a period of time where I understand the roles dried up, went away for a while.
Right.
You were living, I guess, in your truck, hard times.
No, let me straighten that out. You know, sometimes the press, I know you'll find it hard to believe, but they'll take some liberties. What really happened, the roles started drying up as the hair got gray, and I was in my mid-60s, and I said, the hell with it. I'm just going to quit, you know. I'll determine what I'm worth. I was tired of being told I'm too tall, too short, not good, you know, the whole thing about typecasting. So I dropped out. I got into the business world, was very successful, started my own company, a network marketing company, and had wonderful success. And after 9 years of that, that had some internal problems. So I kind of retired to the High Sierras, and I always wanted to go back to Hollywood. So I got a call one day from the only agent that would handle me. Out of sight, out of mind has a very special feeling in Hollywood, and I was cold. And she said, they're doing a commercial, and they don't really know exactly what they want. There's no script, but you have to do an improvisation and end with the line, and that's how I arm wrestled Fidel Castro. So it was a low point financially for me, and I wanted to save some money. I drove down to a campground in Malibu, and I thought I'd stay in the back of my truck. And they've taken that to being penniless.
He was homeless for 10 years, living out of a car.
Right, yeah, it wasn't the case. Like that at all. But no.
What did you do in that audition that nailed it and got the role?
Well, it was interesting. When I got there, over here on La Brea, 400 or 500 guys, they all looked like Juan Valdez, the coffee man. I said, oh my goodness, I don't have a shot at this. I'm wrong. And what am I going to do? I didn't want to go, but I did go in. And as I'm sitting around, I thought, well, the obvious thing would be to channel my dear friend Fernando Lamas, although, you know, he had long since been buried by me. In fact, I scattered his ashes off my boat. And so I thought, what would Fernando do? He was the most charming Lothario and raconteur that I'd ever met. So I channeled him when I went in to read. Mm.
And just nailed it right away. They were like, callbacks. So they made this all the Juan Valdez's home.
Yeah.
We found him.
What happened was they asked me, you know, tell us about your youth. And I'm talking to a blank wall in the studio and just some audio equipment. The powers that be were back in New York. So I started this stream of consciousness. What came out of my mouth was very, very strange, but I didn't stop, and they started laughing. So I kept it up, and finally, after 45 minutes, I was afraid my truck was going to be towed. I went out, called Barbara, then my agent, now my wife, and I said, honey, waste of time for everybody. Not going to happen. She says, well, let's see. And a month later, another call back, and they were going to Mexico, South America, and eventually I got the role.
That's awesome.
Mm. Yeah. Very lucky.
What is the one thing you can't live without?
Beauty.
So I take it Barbara's pretty hot.
Oh, Barbara's special. Barbara is special.
Yeah, when you go on vacation, where do you go? We talked about vacations earlier, and it's like the vacation destinations. Are you one that travels around the different spots every time you go on vacation? Or you have that spot in the world that you always go to?
Well, for a while, I kept a boat in the Caribbean, so I love going to the Caribbean. I went recently to Montego Bay and to the Grand Caymans, and I love that area very much.
Been sailing, huh?
Lived on a sailboat here. Mm. I lived in the marina for 4 years, and before that, on and off. Sailboats since I was here. I spent 45 years here.
When you meet people in small groups and you have to make small talk just socially, is it difficult because they're expecting the most interesting man in the world, which is a very high bar to reach in small talk?
I enjoy people and I don't have any trouble talking, and I don't enjoy small talk, but that's part of life, isn't it? So you get through it.
But you have to go to Starbucks and order something no one's ordered before. You're like, okay, I just can't get regular coffee. I got to be more interesting than that. Yeah. Okay, let's see what I get.
I guess people have expectations, but I like to think I'm just a regular guy that got very lucky and played a wonderful role in a great campaign.
Is there any chance you might go back and do conventional acting now if the right role came along?
Oh, sure. What I'm spending my time doing now is helping launch these two companies and make some public appearances. I love speaking at high school commencements. I really do. And we got a lot of little schools up in Vermont, and I'm involved in charities there. I'm the chairperson for Make-A-Wish Vermont. Hmm. So I do a lot of that. But sure, I would go back and do something. I get offered a lot of roles. Usually they want a sight gag, somebody with a sombrero and eat chips off my head or something. And I'm not going to do that.
Jonathan Goldsmith with us, best known as the original most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis commercials, and he's written a memoir called Stay Interesting, and you can get it wherever books are sold. He'll be doing a book signing at the last bookstore in L.A. tonight. As far as the stories in the book, is there, I mean, just to give us a hint of what we're going to get of the many memories that you have.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of things in the book. It goes through my arrival here in Hollywood and the stories of the people I met that were instrumental in my life. Some were lovely-looking women. That was, you know, well, everybody needs a hobby, I guess, you know.
That was your hobby on the sailboat?
Yeah. Well, worldwide, I'd say, and worked with a lot of stars, and I have some personal stories. I was a dinner date for Judy Garland one evening, which was really enchanting. I had a great friendship with Joan Fontaine, one of the most glamorous, beautiful stars in the world, and I certainly talk about Fernando Lamas, who I owe a great deal, and his wife, Esther Williams. And lots of stories about some of the shows I've done, some of the horses I've fallen off of, and mostly about, I guess, lessons learned. I started to write this book because I wanted my grandchildren and great-grandchildren to have a little more awareness of me, and it's really a story about a love affair with my father, who was my hero. And most of them never met him. So that was the impetus for the book.
Is there any plan to do an audio recorded version of the book?
It's been done.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. That's what I'll get.
Oh,
I love those.
Well, you got to do something in this traffic, don't you?
Oh, if you go on the road, the time flies by. We listen to audio.
Yeah, boy, I guess so.
Is there a role that maybe you auditioned for or that you didn't get, or maybe you turned it down because it wasn't the right thing that ended up being a huge role for somebody else?
No, I can't say that there is. I did come very close to starring. I did star in the pilots that weren't sold. There were a number of those. In fact, one was with a couple of unknowns like I was. Fellow's name was Tom Selleck and Donna Mills, and it was called Bunko Squad. And there were a lot of close calls that didn't terminate, and that's kind of the thing that provoked me, created my desire to get out of the business. You know, I got so tired of being so close and so many ifs, ands, and buts and being too short. Good God, I couldn't play a monkey in Planet of the Apes when I was 35. So my eyes were the wrong color. So,
you know, Hollywood can be cruel, as you've already kind of alluded to. When you're young, the roles come. Then you hit a certain age, as we all do, and they're kind of done with you. Then you can come back later as an older guy. But there's that middle of your life chunk where just the roles aren't written for you and they're not interested.
Absolutely. So, but I've been very lucky. I mean, I'm 78 years old and I'm still working. Actors have that opportunity to take it all away, you know. So, it's things have been wonderful for me. As I said before, I'm not only played the most interesting man. I might be the luckiest man. It was great. When I auditioned, I wasn't 30, 40, 50, or 60. I was just under 70. So
not everyone can say they've had dinner with Judy Garland. I want to read that.
Oh, boy, it was a wonderful dinner. And I was the personal guest of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, at Camp David for 2 days. And there's a great stories about him. And we actually got to be friends.
What do you do for 2 days?
It was great. It was 2 days of competition. As you know, he's very interested in sports, and he was a great basketball player. So it was 2 days of games with 10 of his oldest friends in the world, and I was his surprise guest. I think I was worried he was going to be disappointed because I was sure it was going to be George Clooney. You know, they were friends, and he certainly was a big donor and raised a lot of money. But it was me, and I had the opportunity to sit and have dinner with him twice and breakfast. I met Michelle, and all from a commercial man. And here I was sitting with the leader of the free world, an ex-garbage man. I drove a garbage truck here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've transcended. You are the celebrity's celebrity. I mean, as far as like people who recognize you, who are super huge, like Barack Obama, or you know, they see you on the street and they probably become, you know, a little bit freaked out.
A little bit. Then I guess the nicest thing is in about the third or fourth year when you do a red carpet, the guys that take your picture say, "Hey, would you mind?" And they put their camera bag down and take a picture with me. So that's wonderful.
You know, in Hollywood, there's so many people who maybe give up just before they hit the big time. I forget the actor's name who played Sawyer on Lost. Very talented guy. Remember him?
Yeah, I think
him.
So.
Anyway,
yeah.
He was great on Lost and all this other stuff since. But his book I read, he was going to leave the next morning.
My goodness.
The roles weren't happening. He says, tomorrow I'm out of here. Agent said, we got one more audition. Will you go in? And he did. So you never know when something could happen later in life.
Yeah,
those who've tried it for years or decades, don't give up.
Yep.
You have a second career now.
I think that's really what the book is all about. It's about not giving up. It's about the parade of life and your journey. Most people just watch it go by. They live vicariously through other people, and very few get in and experience that journey themselves. That's what this book's about.
And the book is called Stay Interesting. It's available everywhere books are sold. And if you want him to sign it, Jonathan Goldsmith himself is going to be at the Last Bookstore in L.A. tonight at 8 p.m. All right, we need your help right now because we got to give away some Iron Maiden tickets.
Okay.
So without the way that you can help us give away those tickets is the most interesting facts in the world. Yes. Here's how it's played. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. You're going to call up, and Jonathan's going to read you a fact. Or is it a fact? You have to tell us if you think that fact is real or if it's fake, okay? And so that's how the first one who gets correct, real or fake, is going to win the Iron Maiden tickets, okay? 1-800-955-5567. Let's go to, Mark. He's going to hold the longest. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
All right, we're going to play Most Interesting Facts in the World with Jonathan Goldsmith, okay?
Cool.
All right, Jonathan, go ahead and read him the first fact.
Banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that's true.
Yes! Yeah. Iron Maiden tickets already out the door. You won, my friend.
Have a good time.
Iron Maiden with special guest Ghost at the Glen Helen Amphitheater Saturday, July 1st. Now you're in the running to see them in Vegas as well at the T-Mobile Arena on July 3rd, including two nights hotel stay and a $100 gas card furnished by Live Nation. So the Iron Maiden tickets are out of the way, so be sure to listen at the end of the show, Mark, to see if you won that extra trip to Vegas, all right?
That's a lot of work
Stay on hold. We're going to hook you up.
150 calories, like a beer's worth of calories. It's a lot of work to have a beer.
Just banging your head against the wall for an hour. All right, we got some more tickets to give away. So let's go to, Ernest. Hello, Ernest.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Say hello to Jonathan Goldsmith.
Good morning. Hi, Ernest.
Good morning, sir. I see your commercials when I can, and I would love to enjoy a Dos Equis, but I just had a liver transplant a year ago.
That's cool.
Out of the question. And then I was diagnosed last month with MS.
Oh, Jay.
So.
Well, good luck to you. Here's your question.
Yes, sir.
When hippos are upset, their sweat turns red.
True or false, Ernest?
That's easy, Ernest.
Ugh, false.
That is actually true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh,
hippo
no.
Sweat is red. I know it's weird, Ernest. I'm sorry you didn't win. So let's go to, Kelly on line 6. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
We're playing Most Interesting Facts in the World with Jonathan Goldsmith.
Hi, so. Kelly. Here's your question. A sheep, a duck, and a rooster were the first passengers in a hot air balloon.
True or false?
False.
That was true, yes. That's what they had at the time. Sorry, Kelly. All right, John wants to play Most Interesting Facts in the World with Jonathan Goldsmith. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up? Hi, Jonathan, big fan.
Thank you.
Big drinker.
Okay. Go to the tequila.
Yeah, Astral Tequila.
That's
look for that
it.
In your liquor stores.
The French language has 9 different words for surrender.
Is that true or false, John?
False.
It is false.
Oh,
it actually has 17 different words for surrender. All right, so you won a prize. I'm going to send you to the High and Mighty Festival. KLOS presents High and Mighty Festival, downtown Garden Grove at Village Green Park, August 5th and 6th, okay?
Cool.
There you go. Stan Hobie will hook you up with that prize. Next player is Sarah for the Most Interesting Facts in the World. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Good morning, Sarah. The Bible.
Good.
The Bible is the most shoplifted book in the world.
True.
Yes, that is true.
Kind of sad and simple.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I guess it's always at the hotel or motels.
Yeah,
so I guess people just take it. I don't know.
It's not till later when you get around reading it. Oh, I shouldn't have stolen this.
All right, Sarah, I'm going to give you tickets to the High and Mighty Festival as well, okay?
All right, great.
Stay on hold, sweetheart. Sergio wants to play on line one. Hello, Sergio.
Hello.
Playing the most interesting facts in the world with our guest, the most interesting man in the world, Jonathan Goldsmith.
I got an easy one for you, Serge. The average the average cloud weighs 624,000 pounds.
False.
Yes, that is false. The average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds.
Wow. What? What's an average cloud? It's kind of a big white sky to choose from.
It's kind of freaky, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's actually
odd.
1.1 million pounds. All right, Sergio, I'm gonna send you out to see, to the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Fest Food and Music Weekend in San Pedro, okay?
Okay, when's that?
That is going to be July 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's a four-pack.
Cool, sounds good.
Bring some friends, great. Sergio. Stay on hold. All right, we got Jason on the phone. Hello, Jason.
Yeah, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I've been waiting for this moment forever.
And Jonathan Goldsmith.
Forever.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, fine. You're going to get this. This is simple. There's a waterfall in Hawaii that goes up.
That's true.
That is true.
What? How can this
be? Now, Eric, you explain it.
I used to live in Hawaii.
Oh, that's...
It's actually the winds. There's very strong winds that are funneled through the mountains, and the wind can't escape. And once it hits the water, it actually blows it up the hill and then keeps flowing the other direction.
Well, congratulations. You're brighter than all of us here.
All right, Jason, you are also going to Lobster Fest.
All right.
At the Port of Los Angeles. It's a four-pack, so take some buddies. All right, so stay on hold.
You can be at the bottom of the waterfall and you're dry. That'd be kind of weird.
After a swim.
I'm going to dry off under this waterfall.
Hello, Gambino.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
All right, you're on with Jonathan Goldsmith for the most interesting facts in the world.
Oh, I saved an easy one for you, Gambino. Camels can't jump.
True.
No, camels can jump. Elephants can't.
They don't like to, but...
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
It's hard to jump in the sand.
All right. And I think this is the very last question, Kevin, for you. The most interesting facts in the world.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. If you started with one penny and doubled your money every day, it would take 27 days to become a millionaire.
False.
That's actually true.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Yeah, if you doubled exactly what you have every single day, you'll be a millionaire by 27 days.
It's the only one I knew.
Oh, man.
So sorry, Kevin. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for coming in. Jonathan
You're
Goldsmith.
Welcome,
guys. Be sure and get his book, Stay Interesting. It's available wherever books are sold. Also on Instagram, follow it at @stay_interesting. And go to the last bookstore in L.A. tonight at 8 p.m. Meet the man in person. Have him sign your book for you.
All the best to whatever's next, Jonathan.
Yeah.
We'll see a lot more of you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it.
Anytime you want to come back. All right, Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
Traffic report is brought to you by...